I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, Niger told the U.S. military to pack up its things and leave. The U.S. was assisting in the regional counterterrorism efforts. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the recent coup also caused some concern in Niger.
There was a lot of concern when the junta took power. There was even some people making noise that, hey, now we can enact Sharia law, now that we can become a more Islamic country. So far, they haven't put feet to those ideas.
Well, that's good news. There are still a lot of prayer needs. Believers are considered apostates, and in Niger, that means
you've lost your family. The church becomes your family, and so pray that the church will really step up to do that and to help these brothers and sisters who are giving up a great deal to follow Christ.
And Wycliffe Associates is equipping Indonesian Christians with training and tools that they need to translate the Bible into more than 35 languages. Mark Stedman, the Vice President of Technology at Wycliffe Associates, spoke to the importance of local Bible translation.
You know, the story of Wycliffe Associates is really the story of church ownership of Bible translation. We come from a perspective that says the church, the global church, the very people who need scripture should be in the driver's seat of doing Bible translation for their own people.
This is where the Bible translation acceleration kits come into play. Each kit is equipped with software and hardware that meets specific needs of the people group doing the Bible translation.
Be aware that not all the world has scripture, and that if you have benefited from reading your Bible, we want the same thing for people overseas.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.